This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Make of this what you will, but since the pandemic started, the percentage of customers seeking revenge on a company they feel has treated them badly has tripled. That's according to something called the National Customer Rage Survey. Revenge, by the way, being their word, not ours. In this digital and always-on economy, that revenge typically takes the form of public shaming on Yelp or elsewhere on social media. But the decision to actually leave that negative review or tag the corporate handle, turns out, as Marketplace's Matt Levin discovered, there is more that goes into it than just not getting what you paid for.
Andrew Keel wants to be clear. He is not that guy who regularly leaves bad Yelp reviews.
Somebody who has way too much time on their hands and insists on pointing out every irregularity and every issue.
But when a Charlotte area wing shop screwed up his nearly $200 order for a big Christmas gathering, and after he got no help from the manager, well, he was ready to let the world know.
There was that cathartic experience for about 2 to 3 minutes. Then there was the kind of like, am I going to come across as a male Karen, as a Chad? So then there was kind of the reviewer's remorse, for lack of a better term.
Even though a rising share of American consumers now look first to Facebook to whistleblow about lukewarm tacos or a bad internet connection, reviewer's remorse is pretty common. Nearly a quarter of customers with a serious gripe post their complaint on social media now, according to the National Customer Rage Survey. Scott Bretzman leads the survey.
There is a component here of not really feeling particularly great after you've made some sort of public pronouncement.
Bretzman says that while companies are more keenly attuned than ever to managing their online brand, only a third of customers who get a response feel satisfied. Sometimes that's because the response is corporate gobbledygook, but sometimes it's just because we're in a bad mood to begin with. Josh Maddy is an economist who has researched Yelp review behavior.
On Fridays, there are more positive Yelp reviews. But then on Mondays, it's the worst day for Yelp reviews. So people seem to be, you know, following the TGIF, thank God it's Friday, phenomenon.
And on Mondays when we have to go back to work? Well, let's just say Starbucks better not screw up my latte. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.